This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so welcome to the IDN-GWG call on 8th of September. And we have Edmund, Max, Dennis, Jan, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Edmund and Max.
Edmund, do you want to chair the meeting?
Since I need to leave early, why don't Max? Why don't you take it? And actually, last time I was taking the chair as well. So, please
okay. Yeah. So let's move down to where we were discussing last time. Down to where we have some new data. We have, Sarmad, please help me. In 2.4, do we have anything about that?
So there is some changes in 2.3, which were suggested by Edmund. I've added those in as well. So if you see, there is a red portion after number 7. That's the new text proposed in lieu of number 7. By Edmund. That's the last part on this, the last bit on this page.
Edmund, do you want to comment your text?
Sure. This is based on what we discussed last time, actually, make it, the intent is to make it such that going forward, the LGR should be used as the format for posting to the IANA repository and as a standard for registries to publish their rules, label generation rule set. But at the same time, we should encourage registries to also publish user-friendly formats. I think Dennis mentioned that, you know, for human readability in tabular or even searchable form. That's really the idea. And then to touch on the legacy issues, not to force everyone to move to it immediately, but to encourage them to transition to it. That's the intent of the suggested edits.
Okay. I have a question there. It starts, all such code points will be placed. We just assume that will happen. Shouldn't we have a must or should?
Ms. Edmund, good point. Yeah, if we treat it as a kind of recommendation, yeah, probably should be should put must. I think I would like to suggest a must in this particular place, unless others have problem with that.
John and Dennis. Please comment.
Yeah, I like the word.
And Dennis?
Yes, Matt. Can you repeat the question, please?
Well, we have a suggestion on Edmund's text to replace will with must. Are you fine with that?
No. Exactly what part of, so before, is it in the text before any such registration? Maybe yes, no. I'm sorry.
This is Edmund. Let me jump in to explain a little bit to Dennis. We're talking about going the intent, at least. If you think there needs to be some edits, the intent is that going forward, all the registries that provide IDN registrations, we're saying that they must put in the LGR in the INO repository in the LGR format. But further down, you would see that the legacy tables are encouraged to transition, but is not required to at this point, at least. And we also encourage registries to publish other user-friendly formats, as we discussed last time. So the must part is going forward for new gTLDs and for new IDNC gTLDs, and whoever is saying a stronger recommendation to say you must have the LGR in place.
Yeah, I think the current language is fine, Edmund. I like the how you structure the recommendation as moving forward is something that we want registers to do, but keeping legacy IDN tables at our current axes, but encouraging registry operators to move on to the new format. I think it's fine.
Dennis? The text starts with all such code point listing will be placed in the IANA repository. I think it's funny to have will in such a document. It's like we are referring to some fact outside that would automatically happen. It's more reasonable that we state what we want to happen. I mean, either a must or a should, or encourage or recommend or something. I think it's not will is not reasonable to have in such a text, and I argue for a must. I think that we should very strongly work towards the LGR format. If we say will there, that could make sense if there is somewhere else forcing all the registers to do it. But that's not how it is. So we are creating the document that could force them to do it. Okay, somebody is writing something here. Please, Edmund, you had a long text in the chat. Please elaborate.
No, I just changed the will into must. Very minor change, but making sure that Dennis can read the whole thing properly. Basically, just as discussed, changing the first will into must.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Dennis for the recording. Yeah, I think it conveys the same meaning, so I'm okay.
I have a second point there I want to discuss, and that is the transition from the legacy underdefined IDN tables to the LGR format. I'd like to see some timeline there. I would like to see that we give a transition period, and after that transition period, all the CLE registers, or at least the GTLD registers, are expected to have the tables in LGR format. I think couraging is too weak. As it is now, I mean, the table, you have to read them manually, so to say, and do that together with the policy document that they have published. I know because I read a lot of them. I know that. And it makes it very hard to compare different tables. It makes it very hard to extract the real information and have them side by side.
This is Edmund jumping in. So one point on that, because it's almost impossible to enforce, especially for IDN CCTLDs, I would suggest not doing that, because you know, I guess kind of like thinking about legislation, if you legislate for something that you know can't be enforced, is actually a failure in the legislation. So due to that, I think I'd like to leave the transition a little bit open. And for the GTLDs, I think as the contracts are being updated, that may be the place to ensure and enforce that particular aspect. But I would feel somewhat uncomfortable if we, you know, try to say something as a must, and we know that, you know, maybe most likely a number of IDN CCTLDs would just ignore it.
Okay. Out of the number of TLDs that have IDN tables, the GTLDs are in the majority. So most new GTLDs, they have IDN tables. So what we're writing here, if we state the must, we know that it's only the GTLDs that are contractually bound by the statement. I mean, this is just like if we write the must in an RFC, we cannot force by contract or something people to follow it. That's not how it works. So this document for the CCTLDs will be, if it says must, it will be a very strong support for those that discuss with the CCTLDs. Why don't you have the LGR format? Look in the the guidelines, the IDN guidelines. It says it's a must there. And if we can make the all the GTLDs to use the LGR format, then the CCTLDs will be the minority, and I'm sure that they will follow HTTP. Edmund, please, you have raised your hand.
Yeah, so I guess kind of reiterating my point, but perhaps specifically here, again, the point is I think there will be CCTLDs that you know, probably won't do this. And by saying must and then not doing, and we have no way to enforce it, actually opens a problem with GTLD saying, hey, why don't they need to comply with this? And I don't think that's a good position to put ICANN in. So how about putting, you know, you think that encourage is probably a little bit too weak, then perhaps using should, and should in a timely fashion or something, to emphasize the encourage. I understand that I think there is no big argument that we should all, you know, move everyone to the LGR. What I don't like seeing is we kind of quote unquote legislate something knowing that there are going to be the outliers that would cause us a problem further on and other things breaking down, because the reality is that if once part of it is being negated, then it is possible to say, hey, they didn't do this, we're not going to do that, and then the guidelines fall apart in that way. I kind of hate to see that. And this, I think, is a minor point. I think most registries are ready to move to that. So that's just a, you know, I guess my sentiment on this is at the point. But last time we talked about, you know, maybe these are some of the things that we could put out as a few options, and let's see if we get any public comments from even from the CCNSO or the registry constituency at that point. So maybe the handling for us right now, rather than arguing through this specific area, is to make it a couple of options for the public comment in our interim report.
John?
Yeah, I highly support Edmund's idea that even if a few number of CCTLD have become minorities, it's hard to force them to transition to the LGR. Absolutely, we hope that happens, but we just cannot legislate something to just force it to do something. So how about like, I'm thinking the wording. How about like say, registries should make reasonable effort to transition to the LGR format. Maybe that sound stronger?
What? If I may answer, firstly, if you have problems with must, this is not contractually bound by the CCTD. If you have problems with must in this case, then that must apply to any other place in this document. And this document will be contractually, the GTLDs are contractually bound by this document. And everything that says must in the final document, they must follow according to the contract. The CCTLDs have their choice. And this applies for every must in the document, or ever should in the document. So I don't see why this, in this case, is so different. I think it's important for the community, it's important for the users that the IBM table published in a format so that you can read them and be sure that they mean the same thing. If the two tables are equal, they mean the same thing. That's not true for the current table. You can take two tables, they look the same, but there is different policy, and the policy is written in just ordinary prose. Edmund writes, okay, that some registries that will not accept LJR, but we have a must in the first. Edmund, you suggest a must in the first sentence in the text. So I don't understand.
So there is, I think there is a pretty big difference, because when we talk about new gTLDs and also new IDMC CTLDs, when they apply, they have to, even for the CLDs, IDMC CTLDs, if I'm not mistaken, they have to commit to abiding by the IDN guidelines at that particular point. And we could, and there's an evaluation process for that, and we could at that particular point request them to submit the their table in LGR format. And in fact, it is requested by ICANN today for IDMC CTLDs as they go through the application process, the tables. And so I think going forward, the must will stand and can be enforced to a pretty good degree. But the second sentence is talking about legacy ones that are already in operational, and that's the problem. That's why I think that particular sentence should be a should rather than a must.
My suggestion is to give a time period or a final date when the tables must be converted to the LGR. And this will be enforced on the TLDs that have such a contract with ICANN that the guidelines is bound by the contract. So this does not apply to ordinary CC TLDs. They can take the must as a recommendation, in the same way as they can take any other must as a recommendation.
This is Edmund again. I guess we have dwelled on this issue quite some time, and I think it seems to me that I think the general direction is clear, and we're not fully disagreeing with each other. I do understand that's what the points are, and I'm taking also the notes from Jan. Perhaps I'll think a little bit more about it and come back with stronger text on the moving forward. I think, or actually, as I suggested, maybe create two options and seek public comment for the two options. That might be the best way to go about it, rather than
this is Jan speaking. I also agree with Edmund's earlier idea that it seems like we cannot agree, 100% agree on each point of this document. So maybe before we present this document to the public comment, we can take a note on some places. For example, here, someone say we use stronger wording. Someone say we should try to avoid stronger wording. Maybe we can take note for those different places and subject them to the public comment. Is that okay? Or we must have reached fully consensus before we presenting the document to the public. It's a different working approach.
Dennis?
Thank you. So just wanted to chime in and just say, as it is suggested now, the moving forward for future RCEP processes for gTLDs and IDN fast track process for CCTLDs to present the IDN tables in a machine readable format to some extent makes sense. It's moving forward. These processes will require a certain rules or requirements how to present IDN tables, and that's fine. And I see the benefit from it, right, to speed up the process by which they will be approved to those applications. In the case of legacy IDN tables, I don't see a practical benefit to move to the new format. So you will burden registries with a task that has no practical benefit. And I, right now, I'm okay with the encourage language rather than making it stronger. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I see really a use of having the current ETLDs, the 1,000 ETLDs having their tables in LGR. But okay, we can't agree on everything. So I suggest that we have, we look at this text, and you don't want a must and a timetable. So something there, in between.
Okay, this is Edmund jumping in. So the suggestion, I would suggest I'll update this, the current text, and think about providing two options. One that is stronger, that, as you said, one that is pretty much what we have right now, and present it that way so we can include it in the interim report, which can go out for public comment. Because we're talking about the interim report really right now, and so we don't need to have a final recommendation, I think. And it would be good to get some public comments, and maybe that could help us with the finalization as well. And with that also, I apologize, I need to leave early today, and so I'm taking this opportunity to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Edmund. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, right, so let's move to 2.4. So I guess the text in the bottom, which I have written, is the first change to the text.
So there are two changes here. The last paragraph in blue, and then the last paragraph in red.
Okay. Who has contributed with the last paragraph in blue?
So Dennis contributed the last paragraph in blue, and then, of course, you did the last paragraph in red.
Sorry, Summer. Could you make the text bigger? It's hard to see the blue and the red. Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
thank you.
Here we have the two texts. Dennis, do you want to comment?
Sure. Thank you, Matt. So my action item from last meeting was to remove the reference to RCEP and PDT processes so that we make it general to GTLDs and CCTLDs registry, and also add some language as far as how to justify the deviations, which is we talk about doing so on the basis on grounds of security and stability issues. So I think I captured that. The one thing that I'm not, I think the part of the action item was to define security and stability. And I couldn't find definitions on those that will encapsulate all the ICANN community. I found definitions that are on the comment boxes on security and stability in a GNSO document. And so I copied those definitions on the left, on your right. It will be on your right. I don't know, Sarmad, if you can move the document to the left so that we can reveal the comment boxes and scroll down a little bit. Those are the definitions of security and stability. And I guess somehow we would need to include those definitions into the document so that we could put context into the recommendation. But again, as I said, these definitions I found on a GNSO page. Not sure if this is the widely accepted definition of security and stability.
I have a question on the text, Dennis.
Sure.
That is, again, the verb. It says may use available reference tables. For me, it's strange in the guidelines to have that. It sounds like we give them permission to use it. On the contrary, I think that we want them to use it. So I feel that instead of may use, encourage to use or should use or must use would fit better into this document.
I'm fine with encourage. But making stronger than that doesn't make sense because registries ultimately have the ability to deviate from the reference table. So having a must use the reference table, but also given the option to deviate from it. So it's, I don't think it fits. So I'm fine with encourage going from a may to encourage usage of reference tables as is or as a reference. That would be fine.
This is Sarmad. I have a couple of comments, Max. I'd like to get in the queue.
Yes, please. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I think one of the main comment I had in this was that in the last sentence it says, in such case and when deviations pose security and stability issue, they will require a justification from the registry operator. So my comment was that if deviation poses a security and stability issue, then it really should not move forward. So the justification is required in the context when they potentially pose a security and stability issue and it needs to be sort of checked. The current language, you know, the way I read it, at least it seems like something which has a security or stability issue can still proceed further. And that's not really what we want to probably say, at least that's my understanding. That's not what we want to say. I just wanted to get Dennis's feedback on it. Is that what the intention was, or otherwise maybe we can have something different in wording?
Yeah. Thank you, Sarma. Yes. No, that's not the intention. And I think I, when I wrote this, I was all still under the, because we are suggesting to use the reference tables and deviations for new Hadean tables, which will go through RCEP processes. Of course, ECTLDs don't have to go through RCEP, and they just have to, they just can go ahead and do it. So, yes, we would need to, I will take the action item to Wordsmith again, so that, yeah, it's not the intention that we want to just justify and then have ratios go ahead with the implementation, which will pose security and stability issues. We want to prevent those cases, and yeah, we should block them and find a way. So yeah, I'll do some wordsmith on this recommendation again, and we'll put it back to the team for consideration.
Right. So one option was to add potentially just before pose, and that may address this. So what I'm suggesting is, in such case, and when deviations potentially pose security and stability issues, but in any case, I think probably some more wordsmithing may be needed. So okay, I guess look at what you suggest in next time and probably review that. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Matt. I think that we could have a text such as deviations posing secure stability issues must not be implemented, or something like that. And justification, I think that we could have a text that registers are encouraged to document and justify deviations from the reference table. But the recommendation to use the reference tables as a reference, I mean, this is not only for new TLDs. I mean, this applies in principle to all TLDs, right?
That's correct.
Yes, it goes to the RCEP, but
yes, Matt, this applies to genetic and CCTLDs.
Right. John, do you have any comment?
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so Dennis, can you update the text based on the discussion that we've had?
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you. Okay, so let's scroll down to the last paragraph, something that I have suggested, and this is the idea behind it is to reduce differences, and there will be reference tables for many languages, and things may change, languages may change, or some use may change. And so here is an the registrar are encouraged to cooperate so that they together contribute to updates of the reference tables for a certain language. And the goal there is to make things as equal as possible. Anyone? Any comment on the text?
Matt, this is Dennis for the queue.
Yes?
Just to start, I think you want to expand to a script as well. Not all reference tables are going to be language specific. Maybe some of the LGRs are going to be script focused. So you may want to account for those.
Yeah, I thought about that. The problem is that a script table does not have, there's a different focuses of a script table. Some script tables are very wide. And other script tables are very narrow, actually more or less a language table. And then there are tables in between. So, maybe it's a good point to have a text on script tables too. And I don't know if the goal of minimizing is reasonable there. Minimizing the differences. And so I might have to refer to RFC 5646, which I don't, on top of my head, remember what it is.
Hi, Matt. This is Jen speaking. Could you get a little bit of elaboration on the background of this suggestion or the reason why you raised this suggestion in this section? And another question, I noticed that different registry using Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Please go ahead.
The question is that the registry providing the same language ID and registration, including both the GTLD registry and the CCTLD registry, it's really hard in practice to have them working together to develop or cooperate on the table. So that's Do you have an idea on how to deal with that difficulty?
I'm not sure what you refer to, but many CCTLDs don't have a language table. So the registry I work for, the IS, which is the registry of the .se of the Swedish CCTLD. It does not have a language table. It has a country table instead. But the GTLD under the new GTLD program did not have that possibility. So they could only have language-based tables or script-based tables, and some of them have tried to just copy the CCTLD table, but that's not the language table. in many cases, it's a script table, or in most cases, it's a script table to cover multiple languages using the same script in that country.
Yeah.
Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, basically the same, but I want to use the Chinese language as an example. That,
yes.
You know, KRNIC, JPNIC, and the CNIC, they are different sensitivity from different countries.
Yes.
They are providing the same language registration. I do know that they have some coordination or cooperation on the IDN tables. But my question is that when you refer here that registry should cooperate, because now in Japan, in Korea, in China, there are many new GTLD registries that they never working together before. So are you suggesting that this new G registry should working together with CNIC, KRNIC, or JPNIC, I mean those CCTLD, so to working together? But it's really hard, you know.
Well, I mean, let Samad comment. Samad, please. You raise your hand.
Okay, thank you. I'm actually happy to wait until you finish this current thread, if you
okay.
would like to continue.
Yes, okay. Well, I mean, among the new GTLDs, there are many TLDs that have tables for the same language, say German, many different. And the idea is that they should cooperate on the work of the German reference table. And of course, the same with Chinese. Most GTLDs have copied the CNIC Chinese tables. Some others have used some other solution. And the idea that if you offer tables for Chinese, you are encouraged to cooperate to contribute to the reference tables and also to migrate to more to the same solution, to the same table. Unless, I mean, of course, you have some reason to deviate. In most cases, you probably don't. It just happened that you deviate or that you have different. Or do you disagree, John?
Yeah, so I think it's good to just copy and paste the existing CCTLD table. For example, if I am a new CCTLD registry in Chinese, obviously it's good to just copy CNIC. But my question is that when we have this item here, it seems like we were asking the new GTLD registry whether or cooperate with CNIC. But my question is that CNIC may not like to work with us. So, I mean, this suggestion seems to be hard to enforce to do this type of cooperation. Is that a suggestion or we
yeah.
just encourage something to happen?
We just encourage. I mean, we could never enforce cooperation.
Yeah.
Here it says, are encouraged to cooperate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
good. Okay.
So, mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they don't cooperate, we cannot do anything. We're not going to force them to explain why they don't cooperate. We want this wording to point out what is good for the community, for internet, for IDN, for the users.
Mm-hmm.
And that is if they cooperate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Dennis, do you want to comment on this thread? Sarmad is just waiting for the thread to end. And
Just one final thought building on what you just said. If we are already suggesting that any recommendation about cooperation between CCTLDs and UTLDs is unlikely to happen, and most likely we will create some kind of comments back to us if we suggest such a recommendation, is it worth putting a cooperation requirement or recommendation, even if it's a soft recommendation, is it worth putting it through the community comment period?
Okay, that's a good point. One option is to see what reactions we get in the comments, and if we see that it does not seem to be a good idea, we remove it. Another option is to not to include anything that requires cooperation. But I suggest that we think about this and not take the decision today. That's my suggestion.
Cooperate. Yeah, I agree. Let's think about it. That's right. Let's think about it and discuss this further in the next time.
Okay. I will update the text to include the script, table 2, and Samad had suggestion on better writing, and I will do for the next meeting. And Samad, please, you have a new thread.
So just to, I guess, comment on this particular thread, one option is to say instead of cooperate on the contribution, we say cooperate and contribute to the development. In this case, they have two options, either to cooperate, and if even if they're not cooperating, they can still contribute by giving feedback to us, for example, at ICANN or community to update second level reference tables. And you know, that can then be coordinated through ICANN. If you say cooperate and contribute rather than cooperate on the contribution, that gives two options going forward. The second comment was actually on the language tag, which Dennis also raised. The language tag, I think what you're referring to is defined by RFC 5646, which is also the format of the tag, which is recommended to be used in the LGR through RFC 7940. So what I was suggesting was that after language tag in this text, we can probably potentially say RFC in parentheses RFC 5646 or as per RFC 5646. That makes it perhaps a little more precise, because otherwise language tag may be just interpreted as somebody defining a language, and that has some challenges. One challenge, of course, is what Dennis pointed out, that some tables are not really language but are script-based. And then also there are other issues like two tables can actually represent the same language, but they can be in different scripts, because in some cases there are languages which are written in different scripts. So language itself is not sufficient to define this, unless we actually refer to RFC 5646, which explicitly has the language and the script merged together as into a single tag. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sabah. That was a good point, and we could also consider in the format of in the section where we write about the format of the IDN tables that there is a should or must to use language tag as defined in this RFC. The language tags used in practice is not always following the recommendation.
Right. So, but if you are going to have LGRs, then in as we've said in using RFC 7940 format, then that requires the language tag in 5646 format. So that's already, I think, implied in that particular context.
Okay.
But I think we should probably also add it here if it's just to make sure that what we mean by language tag is actually the tag which is stipulated by the RFC, and it's not should not be interpreted as just language.
Okay, a good point. Time has finished, or we have reached the end of the meeting time. So we have some issues of revising the text that we've discussed today. We still have the IDN variant. I still want to raise this as an action point for all of us to dig through this and come with some suggestion how this should be presented. So this is for next meeting, which will be in 2 weeks, September 22nd. Okay, and we're also coming closer to next ICANN meeting. Yes. I want to have some last words before we close. You have raised your hand.
Sorry, that's just from before. I'll take that down.
Okay. So thank you very much, all of you, and thank you very much, Ahmad, for your work. And talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. See you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.